So, did you do your exercise? Did you go out and did you find three people's strategies? Remember, if you have any challenges with the strategy section, the strategy is one of the most challenging sections and also one of the most rewarding sections in this training. So, there's a reading section in the back of your manual. You can read over. In fact, that's what I suggest. I suggest that you read over the reading section in the back of your manual to give you more insight into strategies and how they work. Now, we've just begun with elicitation. If it was a challenge for you, remember, I've got to refer you once again back to the metaphor of learning how to drive a manual transmission, learning how to drive a stick shift. When you did it the first time, clearly you didn't do it perfectly. But you also didn't give up. You kept working at it. And remember the stages of competence. At some point, you're going to pass to unconscious competence, where this stuff just becomes natural, where you can elicit people's strategies without even having to think about it, where you can just watch their physiology, and you've got their strategy within a matter of seconds. So, we've touched on how to elicit strategies. I encourage you, as you continue to go out there, to ask the question to people, how do you do that? How do you do that is such a wonderful question, because that really will give you a tremendous amount of information. Anything that you want to learn how to do, any excellent behavior, go to somebody and ask them, how do you do that? Begin to elicit their strategies. Find out, because that's the secret. You know, some of the people that I've seen who have advanced the quickest through life, who have really made tremendous gains either in their finances or their relationships or the context of their career, are people who are inquisitive. They've got that attitude of curiosity. And they curiously go out and find out, and they ask the question. They're not afraid to ask the question, how do you do that? Because if you ask enough role models of excellence, how do you do that, pretty soon you'll find that you're producing the same results. So now let's take a look at how to utilize somebody's strategy. So for example, you might be in a sales situation, and you might want to assist somebody in making a decision that was beneficial for them by utilizing their decision-making strategy. So the way you would do that is by asking them questions very conversationally, which would reveal their decision-making strategy to you. So let's say you're meeting with somebody and that person's wearing a watch. And you say, hey, that's a nice watch. How did you decide to buy that? And you elicit very conversationally their decision-making strategy. And you find out that they've got a visual, auditory, digital, kinesthetic strategy. That means visual. They saw the watch. Auditory, digital is usually criteria. It could be talking to themselves in their own mind or seeing that it meets their criteria. So if they look at the watch and they see that it's the right size or it's the right kind that they were looking for or it's the right color, that would be auditory digital criteria. And then K, and then they get a good feeling and they make the purchase. That's a VADK decision-making strategy. Well, if you know that about somebody, you can utilize that strategy by delivering the information to them in the exact same way that they've made decisions in the past. So if they've got a visual, auditory, digital, kinesthetic strategy, you may want to get the brochure in their hand before you begin to talk about the criteria and the specifications of your offer, and then elicit the feeling of excitement in them, assist them in getting in that state of excitement about your product or service. Another way to utilize the strategy is linguistically. You can utilize it purely linguistically by delivering a language pattern inside their strategy. So you might say something to the extent of, I want to show this to you, and you'll see that it's the right color, it's the right shape, it's everything that you're looking for, and then you really feel good about this. You're going to love this product. And that fits right inside their strategy. So you can utilize the strategy in both ways. Now, that may not sound compelling as you first hear that, but to the person who you're communicating with, that becomes almost irresistible because it's fed right inside the strategy that they utilize to make decisions. So for one person, it might not be compelling at all, but for the individual you're talking to, it becomes irresistible because it's fed right inside their strategy. Quick story to illustrate my point. A friend of mine, his mother was going to purchase an automobile, and she has a visual kinesthetic. She actually has a VK synesthesia. She's a compulsive buyer, so she's got a VK synesthesia decision-making strategy. So she went out to purchase a vehicle, and she walked on the lot, and she saw the exact car that she wanted. She saw it. She loved it. She wanted to buy it. Now, what happened was the salesperson came out, and what do most salespeople do? They sell. And they usually fulfill their own strategy rather than somebody else's. So he comes out and he begins to show her the specs on the car. He pulls out the manual. He's like, well, I got to show you all the things that the car has. And she's like, I don't care what it has. I want to buy it. And he says, well, I've got to show you what the car has first. And so he walks her around the car and he's showing her the car, telling her everything about the car, all the details. She's like, I just want to buy the car. And he's like, well, here, you got to test drive it first. So what he's doing is he's attempting to sell her with his strategy. What's his strategy? His strategy is likely to be visual, auditory, digital, because he's showing her the specs, he's showing her the criteria, and then he's giving her a kinesthetic feel for it. So he wants to give her a test drive of the car, and she's like, I don't want to test drive the car, I want to buy the car. But he takes her to test drive the car. Now, luckily, he made the sale anyway. He didn't blow her out. But in a lot of cases, that might have blown somebody out. So the fact is that most people are selling to their strategies rather than the individual that they're communicating with. As we begin to learn more about strategies, we can fulfill somebody's strategy, and then our communication becomes absolutely compelling to them.